we can report to the CSR community out there who are listening to us, because we do have many of them, you have a new enemy in America. I'm surprised it took this long. I mean, there have been think tanks which are like condemn CSR and social responsible investing. Well, they have a new fund in America. It's actually a fund. It's kind of like the reverse of Karma Bank, I think, or maybe they were inspired by the Karma Bank hedge fund, because they've just created a mutual fund, the Free Enterprise Action Fund. And it's apparently it's the very first mutual fund to seek long-term capital appreciation through investment and advocacy that promote the American system of free enterprise. And how do they do this? They are going to do it by, they're saying that corporations are increasingly under attack by the anti-business movement, i.e. social activists operating under the banners of CSR and SRI. And they then go on to claim that these companies, these radical activists, target law-abiding corporations with threats of organized boycotts.
That's us.
That's their number one threat, apparently, according to these right-wing people in America.
Mm-hmm.
Negative publicity, shareholder controversy, litigation, and or product disparagement, unless and until their demands are met. So this is a new fund, a mutual fund. Ours is a hedge fund.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is the battle lines have been drawn.
Yeah, the battle lines have been drawn, and it's interesting, some of the phrases that they use. So let's just touch on this a little bit. First of all, this is the Free Enterprise Action Fund, and they talk about corporate social responsibility and social responsibly investing as the enemy. And, of course, where's that front page? They quote Milton Friedman, who famously says, quote, "The social responsibility of a business is to increase its profits." Milton Friedman, winner of the 1976 Nobel Prize in Economics. Well, without equivocating, I'll state for the record, Milton Friedman is a financial terrorist, full stop. Because for a corporation to seek profits at the expense of the public domain is criminal. For anyone to advocate criminal activity in such a way that it undermines the viability of the ecosystem that sustains human life is a terrorist. It's a Pol Pot. It's a Stalin. It's a horrible dictatorship of dogma, an idea whose time has run out of steam, because the ecology is simply saying, no, the American system, as purported by Milton Friedman to be a winning system, is in fact a loser. There is no GDP growth in America. It's GDP loss, because the ecology is no longer supporting the activities of the top S&P 500 companies. And in fact, for every dollar that they say is GDP growth, creates more than a dollar's worth of irreversible planetary damage. Therefore, that's not growth. That's decline. America and the American economy is in a state of decline. So this fund here, they talk about social responsible investing and social responsible investing as being, I just said the same thing twice,
yeah.
as being somehow at cross purposes to industry in America.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like saying that Pol Pot, if anyone who took him out of power, is going against the interests of the Khmer Rouge. You know, the S&P 500 is the Khmer Rouge of our day. If you look at the environment as being the victims of their methodology and their mass murder. Blair is a mass murderer. George Bush is a mass murderer. The Coca-Cola is doing incredible damage all over the world. Microsoft is doing incredible damage to the fragile cyber ecosystem. And Monsanto is doing incredible damage. Halliburton, incredible damage. These are financial ecological terrorists of our day. The war is between us and these corporations. Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden are chumps. They're mere symptoms of this bigger problem, that if you don't act now, you're going to be a serf on a feudal system with a lord in the form of a hedge fund manager or a private equity fund manager who's lording over the globe's assets, putting you as an indentured servant, as we're seeing happen all over America. These same people in America are witnessing the rise of a permanent American underclass. The poverty rolls are skyrocketing. The uninsured rolls are skyrocketing. Due to climate change and global warming, the ability for reinsurance and insurance to insure private property in America is falling apart. So these people they're trying to, you know, they can't win, because ultimately they need money for this to work. And as soon as the Chinese pull out of the financing, the vendor financing scheme that they have in place, supplying America with the money, this mutual fund that relies on fresh money to keep it growing can't possibly work, whereas the Karma Bank methodology relies on dissent. And there is no end to the amount of dissent now growing in the world, particularly in America, particularly in the UK. The Karma Bank methodology relies on monetizing dissent, of which there is no end to the amount of dissent that can be monetized. We have a virtually free, infinite commodity that we're monetizing to have an impact on this economy by simply recognizing dissent risk, putting that risk back on the balance sheet, and letting the market decide.
Yeah, but also leveraging the money, because even this Free Enterprise Action Fund, they recognize, they're saying that the SRI in corporate social responsibility investing has increased every year, and it keeps increasing. So one in every $9 invested in the stock market is now recognized as CSR money. So that's $2 trillion a year. Imagine if you could leverage it to the same extent that these sort of mutual funds are.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a losing proposition for them to go down this path, and we will bring this up at the conference in what town am I going to be in?
Frankfurt, November 2nd through the 4th.
I'll be addressing the SR community.
Triple Bottom Line Investing, TBLI.org.
But, of course, they make complete claims of nonsense because they say that they force businesses to adopt policies and practices outside existing laws and regulations. Well, that's completely false. As has been articulated by the legal opinion available on KarmaBank.com, it's nothing unlawful about the need to, A, put the laws of gravity back on the balance sheet. You have corporations ignoring the laws of gravity and ignoring the laws of the physical dimension in which we live by believing that if you can put 50 or 60 billion tons of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, it's simply going to have no impact whatsoever because they bypass the laws of reality. We're simply saying, look at the laws of reality and incorporate that into your balance sheet.
Well, the other interesting thing is that they're saying that these CSR and SRI investors are anti-business, but they say they're also anti-democratic because they tried the democratic route, and because they won't get politicians to listen to them, they're engaging in illegal, radical activity against these corporations. But yet, this week we've uncovered several bits of information. We told you several things about, like, Tony Blair and British Airways operating on behalf of British Airways, BAE.
Mm-hmm.
With taxpayer expense, flying to Saudi Arabia to convince these torturers and genocidal maniacs to buy BAE.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no democratic process. We've seen that. We know this to be true.
Let me say this about the Free Enterprise Action Fund and Milton Friedman. Okay, I challenge you to come on this show, debate me anytime, anywhere, and I'll mop up the floor with you because you're an appeaser to global warming and climate change terrorists, and you are the biggest threat facing the viability of the human species right now. You need to get your ass kicked. You name the time and the place. I'll be there, and I'll do the kicking, okay? You call me right now, max@karmabank.com. Send me an email right now, and I'll kick your ass live on any TV show anywhere in the world, because you are a financial terrorist. And I can prove that conclusively, as I do every single day on this show. We'll go mano a mano. Mano a mano. Toe to toe with you, Free Enterprise Action whores. Call me right now if you dare. But you're going to hide behind your right-wing controlled media strumpets.
Okay.
Bill Riley for hire. You should be ashamed of yourself. What are your kids going to say when they realize that you're selling them out their future? I think the kids, the children of these people, should knife them.
It'll look like Mayfair. See, just...
Put that on the video. Put that on the TV. Get your Google rating up.
I know you haven't seen this, but I was just at the internet cafe looking at the news, and apparently there was some party of minor Z-list reality TV star celebrities in Britain, of which there are very many, but they were having a birthday party for one of the Page Three girls. You know, in the UK, Rupert Murdoch owns a newspaper called The Sun, where all these women become minor celebrities by showing their boobs on Page Three. Anyway, one of these women was having a birthday party, and three reality TV stars ended up stabbed. So one of them is in critical condition.
That's reality for you. Of course, nothing's going to sell like Patty Chayefsky pointed out in Network 30 years ago. It all is going to come down to assassinations on live television.
Of course, and it was covered apparently this incident was captured on CCTV footage. So I'm sure you'll see it on Sky News soon enough.
Well, they should have a CCTV channel with nothing but murders and rapes 24 hours a day, sponsored by Microsoft, Coca-Cola, and Monsanto. They would love it.
And the British government. I'm sure Tony Blair would support it wholeheartedly, as we've seen in Afghanistan. The women, girls are now being sold off because...
Well, Afghanistan's a great example. There's a country that America brought freedom and democracy to. Now, the heroin production has never been higher. The heroin farmers have never been more in debt. And now they've got to sell their daughters off to the mullahs as a result of not being able to pay for the debt. This is America for the future. America's not going to be able to pay for this debt. The UK's not going to be able to pay for the debt. They're going to have to sell their children to Chinese slave masters. I say, who cares? Because they're so myopic and they're so against having any kind of cooperative capitalist model that supports a society of a meritocracy versus a cacocracy, which is a rule by the least qualified, the Tom DeLays of the world, the Dick Cheneys of the world, the slime you find on the bottom of your shoe when you're waddling through a cesspool. These people rise to the top. It's a cacocracy. It's not a meritocracy.
No, it's not.
Thomas Jefferson, if he were alive today, he'd go down to Washington and knife them.
Okay. Well, we're fast running out of time. This is an action-packed episode.
What time? I make time on this show. We're making more